Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is Four Center, a show about Star Wars, pop culture, and the ultimate adventure, life itself. We are about to, well, debate, tug of war emotionally over two choices here. This is Subjective Wars. I'm Ken Napsa.
I'm Joseph Scrimshaw.
And I'm Jennifer Landa.
Joining us again, we have brought them for this very important discussion here, because I know they got a lot of experience in this category. It is, from Star Wars Explained, Molly and Alex Damon. Hello, friends.
Hey.
Hello there.
Hey, hello there. Oh, are you about to tease Kenobi 2? Is that what you're
going to announce that? Fair, fair. Maybe.
Subjective Wars works like this. Like I said, we've got a topic. We've got two possible answers. Answers that you might hold dear in your heart, or answers you might be able to be, I don't know, pushed off of after a discussion. Is there an actual winner in here? No, just you, the audience. So if you have any answers yourself of what you think, we want to know – in the YouTube comments. We want to know on social media, in our Discord. These episodes get a lot of engagement because I think we're tapping into something deep in our souls. Both the competitive fire that might reside in all of us, but also trying to figure out life itself. And today we're going to concerts. That's right. Music concerts, whether they're big shows, small shows, and could that factor in the discussion? And the question we're asking is, when you're at a concert, do you sit down or do you stand up? Now, Jen, I'm going to start with you, Jennifer Landa. I'm going to start with you because you in the past, during the Other Center era, when we really launched Other Center, you surprised us with some of your concert experiences and who you went and saw. And so therefore, I can't even begin to predict your answer. Where are you starting with this and where are you leaning as we begin?
I have questions. What type of music is it? What is a venue like? In general, I often stand. I want the option to dance, but I like the option to sit as well. As I'm getting older, I need to take a little break, right? Sometimes I don't want done dancing. I need to sit down. Am I sitting down on grass? Am I sitting down on a chair? These are questions I have.
And we can tell right away that some of the bands you've seen might have a lot of grass involved in their shows.
Yeah.
When you say grass, do you mean?
Not by me, but people around me.
This is great. Yeah, and everything you're saying. We don't. You know, really come up with a plan for this. This is the point of it. The metrics for deciding this kind of emerged during the show, which is why, Joseph, I'll turn to you. You're someone who enjoys either a great jazz show with some wonderful standards or Axl Rose screaming. You love a lot of different styles of music, as I think all of us do here, but I've seen the last year or so you've gone to many different shows. Where are you leaning and how does this all factor in?
Yeah, from Gaga to Guns N' Roses to intimate jazz concerts. I thought about this one because I feel like every time I've had this conversation in real life, people are emphatic about like no one should ever stand up at a concert. It's rude. It blocks views. And then other people being like, why are you there if you're not standing up? So it's been something that in my own life I've heard very, very heated responses. I have a list of questions and concerns for myself, like Jennifer, is there grass beneath me? How did that happen? What choice in life led me to go into a concert where there's grass beneath me? I don't want that. I think I used to be grumpy about I want to be able to sit down. And I have more embraced standing up now. And part of that journey was going to a couple different Guns N' Roses concerts. I saw them at Dodger Stadium in like 2016, and it was a fine mix of sitting and standing. I was also on an aisle, so it didn't really matter. I had the view of them if people stood up. Then I went and saw them at the Forum, and I was seated with a bunch of older people, some of them who had the different kind of grass, who all just wanted to sit and appreciate the choices that they made. And a person who was probably on cocaine kept jumping up and not even in our section, just running in front of all of the older people who were happily sitting. So then I saw Guns N' Roses a third time at the Hollywood Bowl. And I was like, okay, it's not an art museum. I don't get to just sit back and appreciate it. This is a social event that's about engagement. If the people in front of me stand, I'm going to stand. I'm going to be up on my feet dancing. Because that's the point of this. It's not a museum. It's a concert. So I ended up a little bit more on the stand side of things.
That's a fascinating journey. I agree with you along the way. And yes, I'm sure who you're seeing and where you're at does factor into it. And we want to acknowledge now, you know, all five of us here have the privilege of having this choice. And sometimes, you know, I've been at shows where like someone with their 80s has like a walker and they're doing what they can. And I love that. And that's part of maybe the overall conversation. So acknowledging that as well. But I can't wait to talk about seeing the Rolling Stones at SoFi with 80-year-olds. Quite an experience. So yeah, this is fascinating. Alex, Molly, look, I haven't been to a concert or show with you yet, I don't think, but I've been there right after you have come fallen into a hotel lobby where you've been at a show dancing all night. So I don't know, maybe I think I know where you're leaning. Alex, where do you go and do you have eyeliner on when you're doing it?
If it's Mosh Eisley, yeah, I'm putting on the eyeliner. I definitely, as long as it's appropriate, want to be standing, jumping, singing, all of the above. Now, if we're going to see Return of the Jedi in concert, I think I would get yelled at doing that. But at most of the concerts we go to, I like to stand. Although I will say we saw Story of the Year a few weeks back, and we were kind of upstairs at the venue, and there was a railing, and it was kind of nice to have the option to lean.
Leaning is great. Yeah.
Getting to lean on the railing and enjoy the view and like look at everyone else, which also that concert was cool because Molly pointed out like there was a big mosh pit and they were going crazy. But the second someone fell over, they all like stopped, got the person up. They were like, "You okay?" Yeah. And then they would go back to moshing.
It was a bunch of 30 and 40 year olds. They were all concerned about each other, which was beautiful.
It's a community mosh. I like that.
My favorite thing at a concert is when someone tall is like trying to find the right place to be. And like, cause they don't want to block the people right behind them. So, I feel like the concerts we go to, a lot of them are from bands that we liked when we were younger. So everyone is a little more conscious of like, let's be cool to everyone around us.
I love that. When you're cheering on Tony Thaxton, Motion City Soundtrack, you want to be standing and pumping your fist. Molly, I'm not going to assume that you as a married couple are on the same page. Maybe you enjoy a lean more than a sit or a stand. What do you got?
I also am wondering what the venue is going to be like. Mm-hmm. I would love the option to sit, and that's definitely going to inform my decision on what kind of shoes that I'm wearing. Also, if we're going to be on grass, that's going to inform what kind of shoes I should wear.
Yeah.
But typically, I think I would prefer to stand because, once I get all the energy of being in the crowd and the music goes on and stuff like that, like I feel like standing up and like swaying or dancing or something like that. But then I do like the option to sit. So I think leaning is a good middle ground.
It's like when we went to Lady Gaga and it was at the Brave Stadium and we had the option. It was like a little comfort blanket that you could sit if you really needed to. But
would your view be blocked?
Yeah. But if you just needed to have a sit down. Yeah.
But because it was Gaga, I had on these huge platform boots. So I did like the option to have a little sit down.
Sure. You gotta have room to do the, you know, little creature's hands and everything there. I'll say right now, and this is where I'll kind of direct the next section of this conversation in this tug of war of ideas. I'm with y'all. There's all these factors, right? And all five of us are probably pretty polite people too. So if you're the one standing, you might sit down because you don't want to be that person, or you're on cocaine and you don't care. But I prefer to stand, and I get bummed if I think it's a show that we should be standing if you're able and no one does. Now, so I'll go right into what I was teasing there. About a year and a half ago, God, time flies, maybe close to 2 years now, I did see Mark Ellis, Tom Rhodes, and I went and saw the Rolling Stones at SoFi Stadium, which is like going onto the Death Star, which is a giant stadium, and it's a big venue, and it's the Stones. I mean, they're 80 on stage, but the audience was a big generational mix, but we were in a section of folks who had been there. They probably were at Altamont. They knew this band, and standing wasn't the option. And so I danced like crazy in my seat. Like I danced sitting down, but I spiritually was standing. So that's why I'm saying standing is the ultimate answer. But Joseph, there's a philosophical conversation behind this as well, I guess. Or you know, is your soul standing is what I'm asking.
Yeah, no, I think that's a huge factor. And I love that we're coming up with lots of different options. We have to, based on the way we do the show, we have to choose between sit or stand. But I'm enjoying lean or squirm. those are both great decisions. Yeah, I think so. For me, you know, I get caught up in the etiquette of it. Of like, does everybody agree and everybody's able? So we're standing. Great. Am I standing, but the person behind me is sitting? Then I feel a little bad. There's all that. But then philosophically, what you're talking about, Ken, is are we moved as this community that is acting as a whole to stand?
Yes.
And like the Gaga concert and a couple of Guns N' Roses concerts, people would alternate. Based on like, hey, this is a big hit. This is a banger. Or Axl or Gaga screams for everybody to stand up. And other songs where people are like, this one does not rise to the level of a stander for me. So I'm going to sit down. It's like the way that people like vote and engage, like at the Guns N' Roses concert, the most recent one at the Hollywood Bowl. I was excited to hear their new songs because I love their new songs. I was very much alone. And I stood up and for Hard School, and I looked around and like, I am the only one in three aisles standing up. And I decided I'm standing from my soul. So I'm going to stay up here, damn it.
Yeah. Yeah, no. Yeah, absolutely. Standing for your soul. That's what it's about. And when I talk about getting bummed, like when I, over the last fall, I saw Metric, Noel Gallagher, and Garbage, and no one stood until Garbage, which I was happy with. But I was like, stand for Metric, man. We're singing along to Black Sheep. Like, what are you doing? Give them the respect. Jen, I do want to go to you here and talk about community. If you're a deadhead, if you're following the band, if you're at a festival, like, what's that like? What's the stand sit vibe there? Is it truly more sense of community?
There's a lot of spinning if you go to a Grateful Dead concert. A lot of spinning everywhere you go. There's a lot of spinning. I think as like a performer, like if I was a musician on stage, I would want to look out into a sea of people standing, dancing, cheering, being engaged. I would not get off of the energy of a bunch of people just like kind of sitting there doing nothing, right? Mm-hmm. Some sort of movement, I think, is key. Unless classical thing, which then obviously I would not expect anybody to be standing. So I'm going to say standing or moving of some sort.
Standing or moving. And then my mom's calling right now. I'll see. My mom's never been to a concert, I don't think. Molly, spiritually, do you wish you could stand and lean is an answer, but stand, sit. Where are you spiritually?
Well, I like, Jen, what you said. Like, what would the people on stage prefer? I think if I were up on stage putting on a show, I would want people to stand up and get like really excited. I think standing by far is my preferred way to be at a concert spiritually, physically, emotionally standing.
Do you have an example, maybe we can come back to you, of where you felt slightly robbed, where you had to sit when you wanted to stand at a show?
Had to sit. I don't know. Also, too, though, for me, I'm 5'4". So me standing at a show, I'm usually poking my head around, trying to see between shoulders, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a concern, too. Yeah, that's a concern, too. All right, so I get that. Alex, you're mentioning a lot of shows and bands that have been around 20-plus years, the emo, a lot of dance, a lot of moshing, polite community moshing going on. Have you ever been in a situation where, I don't know, you're seeing – David Gray sing Babylon and you want to be standing, but everyone's sitting?
I don't think so. I feel like most of the concerts I go to, everyone tends to be standing no matter what.
You choose your fighter well then.
Yeah. We've been to a couple, I guess, classical concerts where, it's just what the people on stage want. They want you to respectfully sit and listen, I think. Mm-hmm. It would be weird if you were moshing then.
Well, if you're we're at the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra Hall, there's not a lot of people standing there. It's most people are just sitting down.
Just throwing their port everywhere. Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like whatever I'm feeling in the moment, wherever the venues we go to, I'm comfortable doing. And like, I'm not a mosher. I hate that. But I'm glad that they have that over there. That's where all the moshers can go, and I'll just stand over here and jump around by myself.
Yeah.
This is making me remember at the at Lady Gaga's jazz and piano concert that I saw in Vegas. People were into it, and I was into it, and it was a wide variety of people, but a lot of people had kind of dressed up a little bit. It was snazzy. It was like wild jazz. It was not like laid back. It was, blaring horns and costume changes and that. So it was super engaging and people were into it. A lot of squirming, Ken. A lot of people snapping their fingers and kind of dancing in their seats. And Gaga at one point did go, stand up, stand up, stand up, like she does at her big stadium concerts. Mm-hmm. And it felt like the whole audience wanted to say, No, thank you. We're super into you. We love you with all our hearts, but that's not the vibe at this one. We understand you're interesting. Used to saying that, yeah, but that's just point. Not the vibe. We were so on board with her, but like she had that instinct from the stadium concerts to be like, stand up. And a lot of us were like, we've already had two martinis. We're quite good here. Thank you.
That's fascinating because I'm just thinking like seeing John Williams or I've seen Game of Thrones in concert twice, Ramin Djawadi. And both like there's been a couple times at Williams where we have stood like the show starts or that. And then there's other times where people are like, all right, well, we did that and we're going to sit. And again, I get there's different ages and demographics, totally. But like, I feel I'm always a little bummed where I'm like, what's the line? Are you gonna stand for the throne room song, but you're not gonna stand for Imperial March? Like both deserve a stand. So I'm torn. That's why I'm always gonna lean towards standing if possible. Mm-hmm. That's why I'm asking the question: if I ever felt cheated, you know, Jen, outside of some of the concerts, but maybe some of the you've seen Williams, right? Have you seen?
Yeah. You know what I'm thinking of too? At every performance, it can be a ballet, it can be a play, anything, theater. I'm always going to stand at the end. I'm going to give them a standing ovation. I usually am one of the first people to always start it because I'll look around. I'm like, no one's standing up. Come on, give it up to these people who are on stage. I think I'm just a stander because there's like an energy that you're giving them. It's like, thank you for giving us your performance and like respect. And the performers always like receive it like that. Oh, wow. So
it's the energy.
There's something about that.
Yeah. It's the energy thing that I'm feeling there. Have Alex, have you ever felt cheated the other way where like you stood and you looked around and were like, oh, I'm the only one. And you've had to sit. Have you had those kind of experiences?
I don't think at a concert,
but at a Star Wars movie? Yeah, okay.
definitely like a comedy show. Like we go to Dad's Garage all the time, an improv show. And like, I'm like with you, Jen, that sometimes we'll be the people to start the standing ovation because we know a lot of the performers and we want them to feel good about their show. So I think there's that. I feel like I've just had good experiences at concerts overall where everyone is just matching the energy and wants to be up and moving.
Life is full of awesome what ifs and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mm-hmm. I do love though. I thought you were going to start to take us in a direction of people standing during an improv show and hooting and hollering and dancing to their choices, which may be good.
I mean, we took improv lessons, and so now we know how much work that they've had to do to get to their level of how good they are. So yeah, I feel like often we'll be the ones to quickly stand at an improv comedy show because we're just like, I'm so impressed with their performances, but there's a lot of people that go to those that are just like, okay, whatever.
Yeah. Where we get coffee afterwards.
I've done some shows where there's like a standing ovation every night. And that's been the kind of shows where it's like, I'm performing with I did a show with a wrestling legend from Minnesota and people were kind of standing up every night for his life. Like that they enjoyed the show, but they're like honoring this man. And then I got the, you know, benefit of the standing ovation. But then I've done lots of shows where, like, well, you know, there's 60 people there and 4 people decide it's a standing ovation. And for the rest of the audience, it's a sitting ovation.
Oh no.
And it's this weird tension where you're like, well, thank you very much to you 4 people who have truly highlighted that the other 56 are like, that was fine.
Right.
Oh, gosh. Right.
So in this discussion, I think we're all being wonderfully polite because this is what the, you know, I would not stand and block someone's view if I knew that was what was going on. Right. You find ways to do the right thing. But I'm trying to get this to a point of, you know, a choice for all of us here. Joseph, what do you miss sitting, even if you have to sit at the Gaga show? I would have wanted to stand, of course, but I'm not going to force the issue here. Is arguments against sitting or standing from you here?
I think yes, absolutely. With the polite stuff, it is about blocking view. What's appropriate if it's clearly a sitting vibe and nobody is standing, I'm not going to try to force the stand. I think where I'm coming down from stand is being having a communal experience in embracing what the experience is, you know, having been a performer and knowing the difference. Like, I would never want to do a stand-up show or a comedy show where people are standing because they get restless, right? It's a sit back and, yes, interact emotionally, laugh, give us energy, but you are sitting back to sort of receive this. Whereas a concert, I think, I wanted to make a concert like that. I wanted to make a rock and roll concert. I'm going to sit and appreciate the graphics that Axel and Slash came up with. I'm going to count how many times they lean on one another's shoulders. And it was like, no, for a rock concert like that, this is for a lot of people. I'm stressed. I have no other release. These songs are memory. They're a chance to stand and shout at the top of my lungs and move around. And I think that's where I'm coming into the being more pro stand. Cause I used to be really grumpy about like, dude, you should just sit except for the last song, maybe. But standing to me is about an honest embracing of the community and what it's for. And I almost want to stand, just be like, okay, this is a majority stand show. Cause I've also been at shows where it's like a really every other song. And then it's like, I want to stand for this one. And then others, I feel like I'm back at, you know, Catholic church. We're like, oh, well, I guess I have to stand now. You know, I wasn't planning on standing, but I want to see. So I go towards stand because it's the ideal concert adventure. Everybody's on the same page.
I wonder if it's, I guess I'm thinking of like really, really big venues. Do you think there's an area in a really big venue that people will get tickets and think, I'll be able to sit over here? or I'll be able to stand over here. Like, I wonder if some people choose their tickets according to that.
I think so, but I think it's chaos. I think people of different ages and perspectives have different guesses about what the sections mean.
Right.
I would happily advocate for, like, the, you know, well, this rock band's been around for a while, like the Rolling Stones. Like, if you could pay for a sitting section, and you get thrown out if you stand.
I like that.
That would be great.
I like that.
Not unlike smoking or non, which was the choice we all had at restaurants for a long time.
My gosh,
that's what I think it would be. No, it's fascinating. And I once did a comedy show at the Troubadour, where, of course, that's a famous music venue, and they were like, "Oh, we don't have seats." And that was the single worst comedy show I've ever been a part of in terms of production, because the audience literally walked away. There was no audience. They all went to the bar. It's just so you, there are definitely times to sit, definitely stand. Jen, I'm going to push you into what your spirit says here as we work towards the end of this discussion. Outside of festivals, outside of a classic performance from John Williams, what kind of show do you want to go to, attend, sit, stand, and what do you take from that when you go home?
I'd say there's three different types of shows. I saw Beastie Boys, obviously have to stand. Janelle Monáe, which was at the Hollywood Bowl. Some people were sitting, but if they were sitting, they were moving. Most people were standing.
The Bowl, yeah.
Steve Martin, which you would think most people would be sitting, but when he would play a song, or like if there was something going on, people would stand. Mm-hmm. It's just that energy. Yeah. I can't describe it. I just have to move, as you can tell by my wild hand gestures as I'm looking at myself here.
So Steve Martin do. I've seen Steve Martin do bluegrass twice, and man, that just the energy when he goes into a bluegrass kind of straightforward kind of cover of King Tut, his SNL song. Like the energy, just it everyone stood up. Even the ones with walkers stood up and got
right.
Up there. Okay. I think I know where we're all heading here. But Alex is as you advance in the emo years and your eyeliner days are in your rearview mirror. I know they're not. Where do you go? What concert experience do you want to have, sit or stand?
The concert experience I want to have most of the time is standing, jumping, moving. But Joseph really made me think with seeing Lady Gaga, who was like, for us, a stand the whole time concert.
Right.
But yeah, if I went and saw her jazz show, I think I would much prefer to sit back and relax and enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the time it's going to be standing.
If she asked me to stand, I would.
Oh yeah,
you know, I would stand.
Yes,
yeah. Knocking drinks off the table to get up as fast as possible.
Yeah, I think I'd be with you too, Mom. I'd stand up, and be like, "Hey, everybody, Mother Monster has said stand."
Yeah,
like, what are you doing? What are you doing?
I might have stood for "Fly Me to the Moon." Stand me to the moon. Yeah,
stand me to the moon. Yeah, just stand me to the moon. Molly, you're following instructions, sitting or standing here. Where's your heart go?
I think I gotta be standing, and most times I can get creative and weasel my way up a little bit further, so I am not blocked quite so much by all the tall people. But I think stand.
That's another debate: weasel or not weasel forward in a concert or a game. I am decidedly. I purchased these tickets, and this is where I sit. And I have the friends who are like, "Oh, we could just go sit in the box seats over there." Mm. Like, no. You're violating rules. Not saying you're violating rules, Molly. Not accusing you of that. This is kind of a clean sweep here, which has happened here before when it's been the three of us. But it's kind of a five for fighting, five for standing, which is a wonderful band from years gone by. And it's hard to go against it. It's hard to go against the energy. It's hard to say, you know, I don't think you lose anything standing, but I think you lose something sitting. I do like the communal stand. I'm thinking of those opening notes at the Gaga concert I saw at Dodger Stadium. She starts, breaking into Bad Romance, and it's like just everyone, just 55,000 people exploded standing up. You could feel the energy above the stadium. And I wouldn't expect anyone to sit in that moment. I wouldn't expect her need to say it's okay to stand. It's just hard to go against it. And it's, and I've had more disappointments I've never been disappointed sitting and then being looking around going, oh, it's time to stand. I've had more disappointments going, we're standing. I was at a Bowie concert, no 405 range, and more people were sitting than standing. And that was more of a disappointment.
Yeah. And I think I totally understand having been a sit person. If there are any sit people watching or listening.
I want to defend the sitters. Yeah.
I want to defend the sitters and the squirmers and the leaners out there. But I think that you can engineer a sitting experience by buying the right tickets. Yeah, they're not labeled, but if you can afford it, if you can get in there early enough and get something in the front of like a section so you don't have to worry about people standing up, you can enjoy the sit. Some people do enjoy it more, but I, for myself, just really loved embracing the wonderful spirit of standing.
Love it there. Jen, has at any point in time Bob Weir yelled from a stage, sit or stand or stop spinning?
Never. I cannot imagine, although I haven't been to a concert lately. But yeah, no, I'm always going to be a stander. I'm always going to dance.
Everybody, sit down. We're taking
everybody. Touch of sit down here. I think we've done it. I'm trying desperately to maybe to defend the act of sitting or the sitters of the world, because I don't want anyone to feel left out. But, you know, if you're at a show with me, be prepared to stand and be prepared to dance. I'm a show dancer, as those out there in the audience who've been to concerts with me can attest to there.
Yes.
Well, there we go. I think we've decided it. I think we've got our answer. You're going to a concert, be prepared to stand or spin or lean.
So many things we can do with our bodies.
indeed. Well, that wraps up our episode of Subjective Wars here. A lot of fun. Thank you to Alex and Molly for coming here. I really do want to go to a concert with you too. We got to figure out a concert. I'll get out your way. We'll go maybe next time Motion City Soundtrack comes into town. We'll head over there. Who knows? It'll be a lot of fun.
Let's do it.
We're on the way out of here, which means I get to let you know where we can be found and where you can find all of us. Though links are down below. We want to remind you that, hey, we're on Twitter and Threads, Force Center Pod, Instagram as well, YouTube channel. You might be watching. If you are and you haven't subscribed, we'd love for you to consider doing that and hit the notification bell and all those cool things that I'm supposed to say at like 1 minute and 47 seconds at the beginning of every episode per the algorithm. But I'm saying it now. And also you can get merch at tpublic.com/user/ForceCenter. ForceCenter Pod is found wherever podcasts are found. Just search. You'll find us, and you can support us directly at patreon.com/ForceCenter. There you can go to our shop, which is brand new. We have our 007 Center available to the public. The first episode, Casino Royale, is up. It's also available exclusively to all of our Patreon supporters. You can find me at Ken Napsok. Go to my website, KenNapsok.com, where there you can link to my music show, Pop Rock and Radio, and hopefully you'll stand while you listen to the show in your own living room. Jen, where can they find you? And I hope some tales one day of your deadhead days.
Maybe. I have the deadhead cookbook somewhere. You can find me on all the social media sites at Jennifer Landa or TikTok at Jennifer Landa 1138. It had great banana bread. It really did.
Did it have like a name attached, like Bob Weir's banana bread, or just no?
No, it was like fan made, but it's a really good cookbook.
I imagine there's some tailgating going on there.
Yeah.
Check those brownies. Yeah, check the brownies before you eat them. And Justin, where can they find you? Depending on when this is released, we might have that LA screening in our rearview mirror or in front of us. I can't remember quite.
Yeah. Time. Yeah, I think it is this Sunday, February 25th
at
2 p.m. Regal Cinema, LA Live. Please come and sit while watching our horror short. You can find links to the tickets on my website, josephscrimshaw.com, or all of my social media, Joseph Scrimshaw, at Joseph Scrimshaw, everywhere.
I watch all their videos sitting down, but it's only because I'm relaxing and enjoying the content that they put out. Alex and Molly, thanks for having us there. Tell us where they can find you if they don't already know. We'll have links down below, but anything you want to highlight, Alex?
We're on YouTube and Twitter and Instagram and TikTok and all those places at Star Wars Explained. I can't remember if we tweeted this video or not, but there is video of me standing and dancing to Ken's show when you played Welcome to the Black Parade for me. I still have that video on my phone. So.
That's right.
Maybe that's on Twitter.
There you go. Pop Rock and Radio gets people dancing. Molly, tell them where they can find you and also what you do with Jill and everyone over on that channel.
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter at Molly Damon and Instagram at Molly Mander. And you can check me out at A Certain Point of View, talking all things pop culture.
Look, if I've seen enough of your shows to know that standing and drinking is the way to go when you're watching the stuff going over there. All right, yes. That is it. We have decided. We have dove deep into the philosophical concert stand or sit wars and found an answer. We'll see you next time here on Force Center and Subjective Force.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel, a pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.